take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back.
Guys, this song is so good. Like, it slaps so hard.
Riding on a horse. Ah.
Can nobody tell me nothing? Who would have thought this song would slap so hard? But it does. It slaps. Anyway. Hello. Why did I say it like that? I just, the way that I said hello reminds me of hello from the Book of Mormon, because I'm an idiot. Like, I'm going to play it for you guys, just so you guys can hear how stupid I sounded.
Can nobody tell me nothing? Can't tell me nothing.
It's not this song, anyway.
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I'm gonna show you guys the other song, but I have to listen to it. I have to finish the song. Yes, Billy Ray.
Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Wish I could go down into the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. To the old town road, I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Okay, so, so I'm gonna show you guys how stupid I sounded when I said hello earlier. This is what I imagine I sounded like.
Hello. My name is Elder Price.
And I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello.
Just ignore me. I'm working on uploading some... the last of my custom audios. I have one left for the month. For Patreon. So that's what I'm working on right now. Hello.
My name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello. Why is there a knot in my hair?
My name is Elder Young.
Hello.
Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
You can hear all about it now in this book. Oh, I fucked up.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Elder Smith.
I'm waiting for it to get to my favorite part.
For you to just peruse.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. No, that's not my favorite part. It's coming. It's coming, guys. It's coming.
Jesus Christ.
It's an amazing book. Bonjour. Ni hao. Me llamo Elder White.
Eternal life
is super fun. And here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. No thanks. Have fun in hell. Hey now! That's my favorite part. Anyway, so I'm uploading the rest of, the last of my audios for Patreon. I swear to God, this month, I had such a good, recording schedule set up. And then, I got sick at the beginning of the month. So I wasted literally a week of the beginning of the month. So then I had to come up with another alternative to do all of these audios. And it worked out. Right now I just have one left that I have to finish. And that's it. Whatever. What was I going to talk about? So after further consideration concerning that... After further consideration about launching the one tier that I talked about, I'm actually gonna tell you guys that. So I have a friend. This one of my friends was like, we're talking about like my Patreon, and she was like, you know what would be cool? Like, you should launch a tier that's higher than Mr. Big, but make it like limited. So like, you know, like the person that gets it, you know, it's like it's like legit. And I was like, I should do that. And so like I decided to launch a tier above Mr. Big that's gonna be, it's actually gonna be $150. But with that one, you get two custom 25-minute audios in the month, plus one thank you audio that would be about like eight to 10 minutes. And so I was just gonna have one slot. I'm gonna have two. So if you're one of the people that's interested in getting that slot, you there'll be two openings for that one. Like I said, they're gonna be 150 each. But you would in, like, of course, you would get about an hour worth of content. So you'd get two 25-minute audios or more. My audios like vary. Like the custom audios can be anywhere from like 25 to 28 minutes, and I give myself those extra minutes because I just like I end up like rambling at the end or saying thank you for being a patron or whatever, and so that's why I give myself that space. So you, and then you get like an 8 to 10 minute thank you audio, of course, on top of those two audios. So you get like an hour worth of content in the month. That's why it's higher. Of course, also you still get like access to my Discord and blah blah blah. So I'm gonna launch those, and since I'm ridiculous, I'm gonna tell you guys what the tier is gonna be called. And I need to put on the song that has to do with it before, because you get. I hope somebody gets a laugh out of this. This song is associated with the name of the tier. For us.
We get tricked.
So the new tier, the $150 tier that's going to have two slots open, is going to be called Daddy Warbucks. And I thought it was so tongue-in-cheek because, like, I've been saying daddy in my audios recently. And you know how, like, the guy who, like, adopts Annie, his name is Daddy Warbucks? Yeah, I don't know. His name's Oliver Warbucks. They call him Daddy Warbucks. So that's what the new tier is going to be going to be called. And I'm super stoked to launch it. Just because, ew, what is that? There's something on my, like, on the outside of my window, like a bug. Anyway, so I'm super excited to launch that, like, dead so excited. Just because, like, I'm excited to, like, make more than one audio for someone. I think that's going to be super fun. So, yeah, this is the first month that I'm going to be launching that. On top of that, I am going to be launching an additional 8 slots for... I'm going to be launching another additional 8 slots for Mr. Big. And yeah, so I hope it's fun. I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I got a message on Patreon yesterday from someone that said that they supported me. I appreciate every single person that listens to my audios and everybody that supports me. But they also said that like they were supporting me before like the fun turns into a chore for me because I'm doing Patreon. I honestly, like, that's what I was concerned about, like, when I started doing Patreon, because I'm the type of person that, like, if I don't feel fulfilled, I get really bored easily, and so, I was afraid, like, I'm gonna do it for a month, and then it's gonna get, like, shitty for me, I'm not gonna want to keep doing it, but I've actually had a lot of fun doing it. I was actually really disappointed this past month, because I got sick at the beginning of the month, so I didn't really get to do as much as I wanted to, but I still have, some ideas, for what I want to do, and stuff, and so, yeah, it's gonna be fun. May's gonna be hella cool. Oh, God. I forgot to take it off the musical playlist. Let's see. If you're a patron of mine, then you're so used to listening to the song, but I can't get over it. It's so good. It's just such a good song. It's so good.
Baby, I love you, but that's not enough. And pulling away has been unbearably buff. I ran up the mountain out of your sight. The snow on the peak was just unbearably white. The city was freezing in elegant flow. The wind at your doorway was unbearably cold. Such a good song. Oh my god. Unbearably wide. There's an avalanche coming. Don't cover your eyes.
I don't know if you guys are fans of Vampire Weekend, but their new stuff that they're releasing for their new album is so fucking good. Like, they have this Unbearably White, and then they also have Sunflower. And Sunflower, listen. If you don't know who The Weeknd is, put everything that you're doing down right now and Google The Weeknd. They're fucking fantastic. And there's one guy from The Weeknd, his name is Steve Lacy, and Steve Lacy's fucking great. But yeah, so Vampire Weekend, when I heard about their new album, I was like, oh, okay. And then I heard that they were working with Steve Lacy, and I was like, where? Bitch, where? And so this is a song that they did with Steve Lacy, and I'm stoked. And so, like, the new stuff that they have a new album coming out this upcoming month, and the new stuff that they released from the album is so fucking good. Like, Sunflower and the other song, Unbearably White, they're so fucking good. I can't. No puedo. Just listen, this is so good.
Sunflower in the morning,
standing in the garden,
all before you wait.
No power can compare.
Guys, Game of Thrones is tomorrow. Oh my god. I'm so excited. My dad is so upset about Game of Thrones. I was also talking to one of my best friends the other day, and she was like, I'm so disappointed with the season of Game of Thrones. She's like, it's so boring. And I was like, girl, I feel like they've covered more than I expected them to in two episodes. Like, I really did think that they were going to stretch out the people finding out about the truth about blah, blah, Aegon Targaryen, six of his name. I thought that was going to come like three or four episodes in. So I'm stoked that they already, like, you know, the cat's out of the bag. I feel like the last episode, the second episode that aired last week, was a little bit boring, but like I feel like they did it because a lot of the characters that they focused on in the episode are gonna die. Sorry if that's an unpopular opinion, but like Tormund dead, he's gonna die. Grey Worm is gonna die. I have this like theory that like Grey Worm is gonna die. And then the last, like, in the very last episode, there's going to be, like a shot of Missandei, like, pulling up to Noth. And, like, her crying because Grey Worm's not with her. I just have that feeling. Brienne of Tar, I love her so much, but she's going to die. Who else is going to die? Theon, dead. Who else is gonna die? Who else do I have a theory that's gonna die? I feel like Arya is my favorite character, but I think Arya's gonna die. And that makes me really sad because Arya is my favorite character, like I said. But like, I think she's gonna die. Which, I mean, wouldn't surprise me, honestly, because I feel like HBO or like the creators or like Game of Thrones are gonna kill someone that's like really important. Like, they're gonna need to sacrifice like a really important character. And I feel like in the food chain, I feel like Brienne of Tarth, am I saying that wrong? I probably am. She's still like kind of high up there, but she's not like up there. And so I feel like Arya's a fan favorite. I think she's gonna die. That's my theory. I don't think Daenerys or Jon are gonna die. My brother was saying that he thinks Jaime's gonna die, and I was like, no, there's no way that Jaime's gonna die because he has to kill Cersei. Like, I think that Cersei's gonna die from Jaime killing her. which I can't wait for, because Cersei's a fucking cunt. Somebody told me recently that I reminded them of Cersei, and I was like, first of all, the audacity. Second of all, thank you. what else? Oh, yesterday we stayed up like literally all night building the computer. And all of you guys like sent me, I got messages about like the fan not being positioned correctly. And then also like the RAM. I'm gonna fix that. We were just honestly yesterday when we like set it up, we connected it to see if it would work. But we still haven't like put like the covers back on the actual case or anything, because like we're still working on it. So I appreciate, I'm so stoked that I like woke up today and I had like feedback from you guys, because we're gonna work on that. But yeah, it's fun. It was a lot of fun. It's the first time I ever did that. And then like, you guys know how you have to like clean off like the Intel chip, like before you put the cooler on it. We didn't have alcohol. And my brother was like, can I clean it with hand sanitizer? I was like, no, put a shirt on and go to fucking CVS and buy some fucking alcohol. What's wrong with you? And so he ended up going to like CVS, and then I called him when he was not CVS and I asked him to get me some Oreos, which I don't know if you guys know this, but like, I don't really like chocolate. I'm sorry. I don't know if any of you guys are going to unsub because of this. I don't really like chocolate. I mean, I feel like I like it, but like I have to be in the mood for it. And so I asked him to get me Oreos, and he was like, okay. So he got me Oreos, and then that motherfucker and like the guy who was helping us, a friend of ours, like ate them. And I was like so mad. But yeah, so we stayed up all night doing that, and it was fun. I'd never like built a computer before. Like I use for like everyday life and for like posting and stuff, like I just use my MacBook. That's what I have personally. And so that's it. what else is going on? I think in June I'm gonna travel. I think I'm gonna go visit my parents. Because my dad, last month when I lost, in February when I lost my job, in March, I didn't lose my job in March, but in March, my dad, my parents have a home in one of like the most beautiful like beach destinations in Mexico. And it's like on a resort. And so not on a resort, but it's like on an island, and the island is super nice. My parents have a house there. And my dad called me and told me that he wanted like he would pay for me to take a vacation. To go to, what state is it in? It's in Quintana Roo. So, Quintana Roo, for you guys. So my dad knows, like, my last job, I was literally working so many hours, and I was always stressed out. And so I hadn't, like, really taken, like, a real vacation in a really long time. And so my dad called me in March and was like, hey, we'll pay for you to fly to Quintana Roo, and, like, you can stay at the house. As a vacation, like while you have the time off. And I couldn't, because I was like so like desperately looking for a job. And so I was like, I can't. And so I didn't. My dad got really upset about it, because he like didn't go. And so like I was talking to him the other day, and he was telling me that he wants me to go visit. He's like, especially now you have the time on your hands. I'm in transition. If you guys didn't know, I'm starting a new job in August. And so I was like, okay. And so he was telling me the other day that he wants me to go visit. And so that might be fun, because I'll see my friends and stuff, and it should be cool. So I think I'm going to be traveling next month. I'm not really sure how that's going to work out, like, with my audios, because I think I'm going to be there for, like, 2 weeks. But I used to live there in college at the house where I'm going to stay. And I'm pretty sure I can probably, like, record in, like, my closet, because I have, like, a walk-in closet in my own bathroom, so I can probably do it in there. I'll figure something out. But yeah, so I might be traveling next month. I mean, not in May, but like in June. I am also like currently planning a trip. I still don't know where I'm going. I don't know if we're going to go to Mérida, which is in Yucatán, in Mexico, because we want to go to Chichen Itza, or if we're going to go to Barcelona. The plan is, my mom wants to take a trip for her 60th birthday, and I'm planning it for her. And I, like, looked up, like, where we can go, and those honestly are, like, the two, three, actually. We have three different destinations that we're thinking about right now. It's the three contenders right now are Cuba, Mérida, Yucatán, Mexico, and Barcelona. If we go to Barcelona, we're not just going to go to Barcelona. We're going to go to Barcelona and then Seville and Portugal, Monaco, Madrid, and then back to Barcelona to fly back to LA. If we go to Cuba, we're just going to go to, like, Havana. But I'm excited. I think there's, like, U.S. jurisdiction still in Cuba. But I would be traveling as a dual citizen. So I wouldn't be, like, I guess I wouldn't be subject to, like, U.S. jurisdiction. I haven't really looked into it. I just looked into, like, flights and hotels and stuff. So I'm trying to figure that out. But it's hard because my mom is the most indecisive person in the entire fucking world. It's the most obnoxious thing in the entire world. Like, I don't know why she has me, like, plan things for her. She's so she's so indecisive. Like, sometimes, like, my family has, like, this thing where we, like, go eat as a family once a week. Like, well, we'll get dinner together. And so, like, every time we're going to go to dinner, like, me and my brother will ask my mom, like, hey, mom, what do you want to eat? Like, where do you want to go for dinner? And she's like, I don't care, whatever you guys want. I'm like, all right, let's go get pizza. And she's like, oh, I don't want pizza. And then we're like, okay, let's go get Mexican. And she's like, oh, I ate tacos yesterday. And we're like, bitch, just decide something then. Why do you tell us to pick? And it's exactly the same way for this fucking trip that I'm planning for her. Like, I told her, I was like, mom, we can go to Mérida, so we can go to Chichen Itza. And she was like, no sé, which means, like, I don't know in Spanish. And I was like, okay. And so, like, then I started, like, looking into, like, flights to España, which is Spain, and I saw that they were, like, pretty inexpensive, and so I was like, we could totally fly to, like, Barcelona from LAX. What's that noise? I don't know what that was. Anyway, so it's like, we could totally fly from Barcelona, like, from LAX to Barcelona, and then from Barcelona back to LAX. We can go to Madrid, Monaco, Lisbon. And she's like, es que no se me hace que vamos a tener suficiente tiempo para ir a España. I don't know why I said it like that. She was like, I don't think it's enough time. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So then I came up with Cuba. I was like, we can go to Cuba. And she was like, de donde a donde? Like, where are we going to travel from? And I was like, Mexico City to Cuba, mom. And she's like, no sé. And I'm like, bitch, if you don't know, then why are you telling me to plan it for you? Just tell me where you want to go. Like, just tell me where. And then she's like, she's saying that she wants to go to, like, somewhere exotic. And she's like, let's go to San Luis Potosí, which is in Mexico. And I'm like, what the fuck is in San Luis Potosí? What the fuck? And I told her, I was like, do you want to go to, like, we can go to Tulum? She's like, I don't want to go to Tulum. I'm like, okay, well, then whatever, I guess. You know, fuck me. What do I know? So yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If you guys have any other recommendations of where we can go, like, please hit me up. I'd love to hear where you guys. I also looked into Jamaica, but that bitch doesn't even want to go to Mexico. The fuck, like, imagine me telling her to go to Jamaica. She's gonna be like, ¿qué hay en Jamaica? I don't know if that's how you say Jamaica in Spanish, by the way. I don't even like Becky G, but that bitch has been killing it in reggaeton recently. She has good songs. And now she's working with Maluma, my boyfriend. I know a lot of you guys have already seen Endgame, and I've heard that everybody wept while watching the movie. I'm going to see Endgame the day after tomorrow. Because where I live, it's sold out like crazy. And you guys want to know what happened to me? It's the most infuriating thing in the entire world about Endgame. So I had bought in the tickets to go to see Endgame for tomorrow on the side of town that I live on. And so I told my brother, like, I got tickets, and he was like, all right, cool. And then he asked his girlfriend if she wanted to go, my sister-in-law. And she said yes. And he was like, oh, well, she wants to come with us. And I was like, all right. So I canceled the tickets because she lives on the other side of town. And so I bought the tickets on that side of town so we could go together. And then the other day, my brother's like, oh, she has finals, so she can't come. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I have to cancel them again and then rebuy them at the theater that we originally were going to go to. But I didn't have any more for Sundays. I had to buy them on Monday. And I'm going to tell you guys something, and I know it's going to piss all of you guys off, and I'm very sorry about that. I hope you guys will still follow me. I like spoilers. Like, when I watch movies or I go to, like, I watch TV shows, like, I like to look up what happens before, and it gets me amped as fuck. And it's bad. Like, it's so bad that, like, when my family watches movies with me, like, they will not, they refuse to watch things with me unless I haven't Googled them before. Or they'll give me fake endings. Like, I'll watch a movie with my brother and he'll be like, don't look it up, this person dies. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. And then I watch the movie and I wait for the person to die and they never die. And then I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, well, I wanted you to be surprised. And people hate it so much. Like, I don't know. I just like it. I don't know. And so, like, I'm going to go see Endgame on Monday. And I already looked up the plot of everything that happens. And so, yeah, I was telling, I have a few, like, of, like, my patrons on, like, Patreon who have seen the movie. And they're like, oh, I cried so much. And I'm like, yeah, I saw, I looked up the plot. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I like to look at spoilers because I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. Oh, I'm going to need to sneeze. This song is so good. My phone has been doing this thing when I'm like recording audios where it says it's still recording, but like the audio stopped recording. So what I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking about getting like a professional microphone. Not like a super high-end one, like just like one that I can connect to my, like the USB on my computer and then record maybe like on GarageBand, I think. But I don't know anything about that. I don't know how much they cost or like what entails that. So if you guys have any like recommendations or you think what I should do, anything that you think I should do, I'll try to make it happen so we have like better quality. And yeah, I was thinking, like, once I have a professional microphone, I could probably, like, read you guys things and just, like, because people have told me that they think I have a soothing voice, like, or whatever. And so, yeah, I was thinking about doing that. I guess I'll see. I'll figure something out. I don't want something, like, I don't know how expensive, like, microphones are, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, I just, like, want something inexpensive, maybe. So if you guys think that's a good idea, please let me know. What else do I have going on in my life? Can you guys hear that? Those are my nails. I had, I usually do my own nails, like acrylic nail, not acrylic, but I do them in gel. And so I usually always look like I have fake nails, but I do them myself. I don't get them done. But, this last time I usually let my own nails grow out and then I shape them and then I like do them. And, but like, when I was in Santa Fe, oh, this song, fuck. Shift John Stevens just hits me in the feels so fucking hard.
Oh, to see without my eyes.
The first time that you kissed me. Boundless by the time I cried. What was I talking about? I forgot what I was talking about.
What the fuck was I talking about? Guys, my phone is literally ruining my life. So I did a shower audio where I like masturbated in the shower for my Patreon. It's a Patreon exclusive audio. So that one's not going to be making its way over to Reddit. Not that it matters. Anyway, but my phone, like, I guess since I took it in the shower with me, like, the speaker, like, the actual speaker, not the speaker for, like, when you listen to sound, like, music out loud, the little, like, one where you put your ear when you're talking on the phone is so fucked up. It's, like, doesn't work. So I sacrificed my phone to make audios. And I, like, I have a warranty on my phone. Like, I have AppleCare. But, like, I don't want to take it into the Apple store. Like, you guys have no idea how much going to the Apple store stresses me out. Like, it just, oh, I can't. I don't want to. The mall is just, no, I'm not trying to. Not today, Satan. I don't, no, not the mall. And so, I don't want to do that. What is this? What song is this?
Sinking right into the crimson cloud, waiting for this thing to spit me out. I'm swimming in my head.
Oh, it's Kid Bloom. What the hell was I talking? I have no fucking idea what the fuck I was talking about anymore. Oh, luxury. Chinny chin chin could buy anything, cop that. Collard greens, 3 degrees low, make it half of me, drop that. Oh yeah, my nails. I when I was in Santa Fe, I broke one of my nails and I was like, fuck, should I put like a fake acrylic nail on there? Like a fake acrylic nail, or should I just like cut all of them? And then when I got back home, another one of them broke and I was like, fuck it. So I cut all of them off and all of them off. And I had been growing them for like 3 months. I cut them all off and I put like acrylic fake nails on every single one of my hands. But then when I took them off, they destroyed my nail beds. Like my nail bed was like, were all so sensitive. So I put like a treatment on my nails. And so I've just been like rocking my natural nails recently. And let me tell you guys, I look stupid as fuck. I don't like it. And so I'm waiting for them to grow out so I can redo my nails. And I'm stoked about it. I'm really excited for that to happen. Oh. Luxury. Chini chin chin could buy anything, cop that. I know I was freaking out the day that I got my hair cut. I'm actually thinking about cutting it shorter. Cause I'm like, it's this short, fuck it. What's 2 more inches to cut off of it? So I might cut it shorter. I think I'm going to cut, I think I might dye it lighter, but I have I have an appointment for another. This is your favorite song. El pinche cabrón. Let's get it. But I'm more than a man of God. Anyway, I don't have a hair appointment for another 6 weeks. So she wants some more. This I give her more. This I owe this. Guys, I'm obsessed with Snapple peach iced tea. Peach iced tea Snapple goes hard in the pain. Waka Flocka Flame. Have you guys ever seen that video of Waka Flocka Flame singing like reading a YouTube video? He's reading like comments on YouTube. For like, I don't know, like a show or something in an interview. And this person named like Susan McSwiney writes a comment and he's reading it and he goes, Susan McSwiney, he say, hell yeah, Flocka, this go hot as hell. I will suck big dick, big team slut all day, week, year, and century. I love you, big nap dick squad. And he makes like this like what the fuck face and he goes, fuck, okay. And so like I quote that video all the time. It's the most annoying thing in the entire world. Let me see if I can find it. But it makes me laugh so hard because the person's name is clearly Susan McSwiney. And he, as soon as he starts, he goes, Susan McSwiney, he say. It's just so funny. But let me see if I can find it. If I find it, I'm totally going to like put it in the like the post. Here it is.
Susan McSwiney, he say, hell yeah, bitch. Disco hard as hell, flocka. I will suck big dick team slut all day and week, month, year, century. I love your big naps, dick squad.
Okay. It's so good. This is such a good video. I'm totally going to tag it in this, like, when I post this audio. It's so good. You guys want to know what I've been, like, hella obsessed with recently and I will not stop? Bon Appetit. I cannot stop watching Bon Appetit videos. Brad Leone and Claire Saffitz have my... I love them so much. Even like Carla Lally music, fantastic. If you watch Bon Appetit videos, I just need to tell you that I fucking live for Chris Morocco in the background. I fucking love Chris Morocco. I think he's fantastic and his actual like recipes are amazing. I'm like really into food. I mean, who isn't, right? We all have to eat food. But like, I love, if you are a person that likes to like try new recipes, you're trying to get into like cooking, I super suggest that you download the Yumly app. You can actually put like, if you're a beginner or like what ingredients you have in your house, and it'll give you like recipes. It also like has a shopping list where you can like add recipes and it'll tell you what to buy according to the recipes that you have on your shopping list. So when you're in the store, you can actually like pull up that list and then like buy that stuff. But yeah, the Yumly app is really good and I've been using it for years and I'm obsessed with it. And what am I doing?
These guys have a sign here that says, you honk, we drink.
Let's see how committed they are.
Is it bad that I like live for David Dobrik videos? Like, I think they're so funny. I think that like the Vlog Squad are fucking hilarious. My favorite Vlog Squad character person is probably...
Still going.
I fucking love Jeff. Ugh, why did I say Jeff? I live for like Toddy Smith. I also love Jeff Wittick. I think he's fantastic. I think he's so cute. He's so cute. Toddy Smith is super cute too. Why am I talking about this? I think Natalie's cute. And yeah. Did you guys already watch Endgame? Can you guys tell me what you thought about the movie? Also, why are people so mad at like Brie Larson on the internet? I don't get it. I love Brie Larson. I don't know what she's done to, like, piss off, like, Marvel fans or if she's done anything, but I've heard people, like, talking shit about Brie Larson. I love Brie Larson, but the reason I love Brie Larson is because I love the movie Room. Room is one of my favorite movies, and she's fantastic in that movie. And so when I heard that she was going to play, like, Captain Marvel, I was like, okay. But I don't know why, but I feel like people, I've heard online like people don't like Brie Larson, and I was wondering why. So if you want to jump in my DMs, if you want to slide in my DMs, don't send me a dick pic, just tell me why you don't why people don't like Brie Larson. I don't know.
Inside your shirt and spell attic. Go quick.
A-T-T-I-C.
Stupid. So dumb. What else? What else? What else do we have going on? Fuck it. Now I have a fucking song stuck in my head. You guys can't see me, but I'm whipping my head back and forth. Like Willow Smith! Remember that song? Peter, Anyway, I'm gonna, I always play you guys out on a song. What song can we play for to play you guys out? Let's see. Let's try to find one. Boom, 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 boom. Should we just go with... Are you guys excited about Game of Thrones tomorrow? Oh, well, I was going to say that too. While Game of Thrones is on the air, I'm going to start uploading audios, my audios, after the episode airs. So you guys can unwind from whatever happened in that episode with me. So yeah, tomorrow there will be a new audio dropping after Game of Thrones. Anyway, this is the song I'm going to play you guys out on. Oh no, you know what? I'm going to play you guys out with this reggaeton song that I've been obsessed with. And I don't know why. Sean Paul's working with J Balvin. I love J Balvin, but this song's been stuck in my head all fucking week. So good. Night and day. I'm just waiting for it to get to the like chorus, because I love J Balvin's voice. Anyway, that's it. Sorry for wasting 40, almost 44 minutes of your life with this audio. All right, bye.